So just who are these insurgents? We've talked about ISIS before, but this time it seems we're talking ISIS 2.0. Aaron Zellin studies Islamic militant groups. In fact, he calls himself a jihadologist. Zellin is a fellow with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Aaron, who or what is ISIS? And am I mistaken when I see this as kind of ISIS 2.0, more muscular than we thought of them previously?
Well, ISIS has had a lot of evolutions and transformations over the years. They've renamed themselves a number of times. But in terms of the current context, it's true that they have had a resurgence. The biggest turning point was last year in April 2013 when they openly decided to participate in the Syrian war against the Assad regime. This allowed them new lines of communications, getting new foreign fighters, as well as money and weapons from the Syrian war to then be able to transfer back into Iraq. Then last July in 2013, they had a huge jailbreak in Abu Ghraib, which allowed a lot of individuals that had previously been arrested during the surge in Sahwa movement to get back out onto the battlefield. And this allowed the group to build up their capabilities and expertise against. And over time, over the past 6 to 8 months or so, they've slowly been emerging as a force, taking smaller villages and towns. And earlier in the year, we obviously saw them taking areas in Ramadi and Fallujah. And this is just another extension of it now in Mosul.
So you're talking militants coming over from Syria. You're talking former Abu Ghraib detainees. Anybody else in this group?
Well, you have a core of Iraqi fighters from the original al-Qaeda in Iraq group from last decade when they're fighting the United States and the Shia forces in the mid to late 2000s. But you also have a resurgence of foreign fighters who have been coming in, and we've seen them being able to help out since they have battlefield experiences in Syria as well as previously in Iraq.
It sounds like a super ISIS.
They're definitely stronger than they were last decade, and they've been a lot smarter in some ways in dealing with the local populations. As we know, last decade, when they had the backlash against them, they've been trying to do a lot more outreach and social services with local populations, and they've also been talking to some of the individuals that were previously in the Sahwa movement to try and repent and join them. Otherwise, they use fear and obviously kill people too.
We've been seeing images, and we're not sure they're confirmed, but we've been seeing images in the last 24 hours of people being shot. It sounds like the violence is pretty high level.
Well, ISIS put out a new charter for Mosul in the past few hours or so talking about how this is going to go down in the rules. And essentially, if you go against these rules, it's likely that you could end up with your hand chopped off or your head chopped off, or even getting crucified. We've already seen this in areas that they've taken rule over in Syria, in Raqqa province and some other places where they've been crucifying and beheading people.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us about the leader of ISIS, somebody named Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. It's a little uncertain who's actually met this man. Is he for real? Does he exist?
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is a real individual, though there's not much information about him out there that we know about. It's believed that he's probably from north of Baghdad in the Samarra region and that he was a religious cleric before the Iraq War in 2003. It's uncertain when he exactly joined up with Zarqawi and al-Qaeda in Iraq, but he was in an al-Qaeda in Iraq video in around 2006 and 2007. But beyond that, there's really not that much biographical information, say, compared to what we know about an Osama bin Laden or an Ayman al-Zawahiri.
Right. How much support is ISIS getting from the Sunni Arab part of the population in Iraq?
It's complicated to know the specifics. Many of the Sunni population have many grievances with the Maliki government due to alienation that they've felt since the U.S. left there. And therefore, they're happy that, you know, they're viewed as being liberated. But at the same time, they still have major issues with ISIS and their project, as we saw last decade. So while there's this sort of honeymoon period right now, it's likely that once ISIS starts truly instituting a lot of their more over-the-top type of judicial procedures, that you could see a backlash.
That was Aaron Zellin with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.